Parshas Tetzaveh begins with the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. The Pasuk says that Yehoshua Hashem Adai Zoch, the practice of the Menorah. There is a Gemara in Tanur Adlikin where the Gemara makes a statement of all of the tzilus Hashmonim, all of those wicks and all of those oils that are not to be used for Shabbos because they don't burn well, should also not be used for Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Hadlokah requires Lahalos near Tamid, Asher Tehei Shal Heves Oilu Me'ilehu. Rashi quotes from the Gemara. You're going to use the tzilus Hashmonim that are not acceptable for Shabbos because they don't burn well, so you won't be used to the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah either. So Rabbi Kivager on the side of the Gemara points out that it doesn't really make any sense. Why do you have to passel the other shmoni, the other kinds of oils, for Hadlokas HaMenorah? Because it doesn't burn well. The Pasuk says you need Shem and Zayizach, period. There's nothing to discuss. So he doesn't know any Torah. The Torah Tamimra and others point out that there are old Giristoyas in the Gemara that leave out the word shmoni. It just says Tzilus Shamar Chachamim. Those wicks that are not accepted. Kumi doesn't say what kind of a wick you have to use for the Menorah and the Menorah. So the Gemara just meant to say the wicks that it may not be used for Shabbos purposes may not be used in the Beis HaMikdash either, even though there's no specific material that the Torah does require. But as far as the Shemen is concerned, that I'll be Pashtus, of course it has to be Shemen Zayizah. They say that the Girsa is Pashtus a mistake. The Girsa that we have in the Gemara is a mistake. You have to leave out the word Shemonim. You don't have to pass on Shah Shemonim because it's not going to burn well. You pass it because you won't feel the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Shemen Zayizah. Rashi quotes from the Gemara that for the purpose of the menorah you need Shemen Zayis Zoch, and for the purpose of Menachai, Shemen Zayis is sufficient, it doesn't have to be Zoch. The Gemara gives a difference. What's Zoch? Zoch is when you start squeezing out the olive, so the first little bit of oil that comes out, that's Zoch. When you continue to squeeze out, that's not going to be Zoch. But the rest of the oil is good for the Menachas, and not good for the menorah. Here, this is where Rabbi Ruchan Perlin, commentary on the Sefer Mitzvot, Rashi going, wants to be Mechadish, but maybe by Menachas, maybe peanut oil is also good, maybe Kazov oil is also good, maybe there's no specific requirement that it has to be Shem and Zayis at all. The Pashtun says that it does. The normal way to assume is that for Menachas, you need Shem and Zayis, but it doesn't have to be Zoch. But if you're not going to use Shem and Zayis, it's possible. He tries to suggest, he has midrash, and it sounds perhaps as if the halacha doesn't really require Shemen Zayis. The Gemara speaks about Hadlokas, the Gemara in Yumit speaks about the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah with respect to the din Hazar HaKorev Yumas. We have a din later in Chumash. Hazar HaKorev Yumas means that if a non kohen, Hazar means a non kohen who does HaKorevus HaKorbanus, is Yumas Lisi B'dei Shamayim. During the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, they had a sign off. I think they still have that sign when you visit the Makam HaMikdash there. So they still have the sign that was written in Greek that if a non-Jew enters the Beis HaMikdash, they will put them to death. Somehow someone understood Hazar HaKorev Yumas means a non-Jew who walks into the Beis HaMikdash is put to death Lisa B'dayah. But that's not what it means. Hazar HaKorev Yumas means if a non-Kohen does Avodas HaKorbanos, Yumas Lisa B'day Shemai. That's one of their Onshim on Lisa B'day Shemai. So the Gemara in Yuma has a discussion exactly which Avodas does a Zar have to do in order that it should be Chai Nisi V'Dei Shamayim, and which Avodas is there not a punishment on Nisi V'Dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, well, what about Hadlokas HaMenorah? What if a Zar will do Hadlokas HaMenorah? So the Gemara says, Hadlokas Lav Avodas. Hadlokas doesn't constitute an Avodah that the Zar should be Chai Nisi V'Dei Shamayim. So the Rambam took that Gemara and he understands that Hadlokas the Zar Kshemah. It's butala hatzilus for a zar to be known. How can he ever get so far in? There's an Ezer Sistro, we don't even permit the non-Kohanim to enter into Ezer Kohanim. So the Rambam says, Kigom, funny Rambam, if they took the menorah out from the Hekel, they brought it into the Ezer Sistro, and the zar will be matlik, so there's no problem. So a Kohen can take the menorah, the Duluka, and put it back into the Hekel, and probably so will be here to the midst of our Lachas HaMenorah.
But don't say that to me.
You're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah if the menorah is going to be remaining in the chutzpah. Oh, so the Rambam apparently, by Tanakh, we pass can have locha is a mitzvah. So the Rambam apparently thinks clearly that the Beis HaMikdash is halacha is a mitzvah. Even though the hadlocha was not the hechsher, the hadlocha was done in the wrong place. The hadlocha was done in a in the Ezra's Yisrael before you even get to the Ezra's Kohanim, and the menorah has to be standing in the Echol. So the Rambam says that it's kosher. The Rabbi says, I've never heard of such a thing. And the Gemara says, Hadlach alav avoda. He doesn't mean that it's not an avoda that you don't need a koi. Of course you need a koi. Hadlach alav avoda to be chai nisha b'day shamayim. In order to, for the Zara Korav Yumas to apply, you have rules and regulations. Not every avoda done by a Zara carries with it the punishment of nisha b'day shamayim. But the Rabbi says, that's all the Gemara meant to say. Hadlach alav avoda, he's been again to nisha b'day shamayim. But of course it's an avoda. You need a koi. And if a czar will be madlik, it will certainly be possible. Here's the pasuk in the end of the parsha says, "V'halos aharonis hanes bein haboyim yaktivet." Of course, it says the kohen should do the adlok. Beginning of parsha's "V'halos" also says like that. "V'halos pasaneris aharon hakohen abanav." The kohen have to do the adlok. How can the Rambam say that you don't need a kohen to do the adlok? It says Aaron should do that look. It's not kosher to do that. So the Meshech Chochma suggests that Teretz on the Ram. How can the Rambam say that it's mutar lahatzila for a zar to do that look? Isn't against the Chumash. So Rambam Simcha has the Teretz in the Sefer that the first time they did the hadlok on the Menorah, the Gemara says Avedosa Mechan Kosher. The Gemara says, "Kol hakel shasa Moshe, all the clay hamikshkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, mishichasam, mikatshasam. They did mishicha b'shemen hamishcha. But that din of mishicha b'shemen hamishcha that it gives the kelim the status of kedushas kli shareis, that was only hayruah shor. That was only in that generation. The dayreis is avedosam mechantosam. In the future generations, you don't use mishicha b'shemen hamishcha. You have to use avedosam mechantosam." So the Gemara switched the lashon. Kol hakelim shasa Moshe mishichasan mikachasol. That's one verb. Mikachasol. Mikam yelo avedosan. They don't say mikachasol. They said avedosan mechankasol. So the Meir Simcha assumes kol hakelim shasa Moshe mishichasan mikachasol. The mishicha gave it kedushas klisharis, but you still need a chinuch. So what was the mechanech? Vayta avedosan mechankasol. He needed even the days of Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan. They also needed the first avoda rishonah. When they made the Mizbeach, when they made the Shulchan, when they made the Menorah, so first they did Mashiach on all the Kehillah. And then the first Tomid Shal Shachat that they brought, that was the same thing, the end of today's Sedra. Mashishi. Zeh Shetat Allah Mizbeach Kod Zman Yishan Shnaim Vayom Tomid Tzakevus Echot Tzatzadok Tzakevus Hashini Tzatzadin Aboyim and so on. What is this doing over here? It's in Parshas Pinchas. Why is it repeated over here? In today's Sedra we have about Chanukah Samishkan. So this is the Korban Tamid. Why is that Chanukah Samishkan? The answer is no. The Mishnah says in the middle of the Nachas that Ein Mechanchan and Samizbech are the Tamid Shal Shachar. The Mizbech has to have a Mechanach. Even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they did Meshicha and all the Kalim, the Meshicha was Mekadosh Dikli. But they had to have another step to be Mechanach Dikli. So the chinuch of all of the kelim was with the avodah rishonah. So in the days of the midbar, so when they did meshicha on the menorah, the meshicha was mekadosh the menorah, but they still needed a chinuch. So the mechanach was the first hadlaka. Ein mechanach on the menorah, ela b'hadlaka bein arbayim. So the hadlaka rishonah had to be an avodah, so that needed a koyin. But the rest after the hadlaka rishonah, there would be no need for a koyin. That's our Rav Meir Simcha. It's a very difficult parish. The pashtus is that this hadlaka. How does he understand? It's interesting. He understands you needed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you needed Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha to be Mekadesh, and then after that you needed Avodah Rishonah, Haskalah, Avodah Rishonah to be Mechanah. And the Doreis, the time the Eloch after the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Avodah Mechanchasa means that the Avodah Rishonah does both steps. It accomplishes both to serve as the Mekadesh and to serve as the Mechanah. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ayur HaShav was to be separated. Mishichas mechatshosam and avedosam mechamchosam. And the time of the avedosam mechamchosam means the avodah rishonah accomplishes both. So the difficulty with the answer that he said that part could be that's true. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Mechatshosam mechamchosam. The difficulty is avedosam mechamchosam. If the Rambam is right that hazlok and lab avodahi, so how did they become an avodah the first time? If it's not an avodah, you don't need a zar. So where do you come off to say that the hadlaka rishonah has to be done by a kohen, because you have to be mekadesh it through an avoda, but it's not an avoda. Why should you all of a sudden require a kohen for the first hadlaka samanayra? But if you tell me that hadlaka is not an avoda, you can't require a kohen the first time either. That point, that part of the Neshe Chachma is very questionable.
When they do have
halavim
throughout the night, do they stop
and
become morning, or when they continue?
No, they continue. You have to burn the halavim until everything turns to ash. After it turns into ash, then there's no longer any mitzvah to burn. The Lord talks about poikim, agave on the mizbeach. If things are burning on the mizbeach and it falls on the floor, are you mechuyev to put it back on the mizbeach that it should continue to burn? If it turned into ashes, but there's no further mitzvah to ready ashes, there's nothing more to burn. If it's only shriri, if it's charred on the outside and the inside is still raw, it's not being turned into ashes. So then the Gemara says it depends when it fell off in the mizbeach. If it fell off after midnight al pidin has a halakhic status. One time, Rav Loza ben Azar is the only thing you have to finish eating because it fell off by midnight. In our service, we happen to pass the nap, but we had to pass. So we hold that Hatzoyt of El Pesach is the right of the Rabbanah. The Mark says, the Nafkimina, whether Bizman is there, if you read Matze after Hatzoyt, will you be Yotzena? So that's a machlech of Satanayim by Hatzoyt. Hatzoyt by, let's say, Chatos and Oshon, is Nechel Yom Belayla at Hatzoyt. So the Mishnah says in Brachas, that's only with the Rabbanah. I think Hatzoyt is only the Delahachim, Kvodim and Azayim. Or the one time it says in the opening Mishnah and Brachas that you have to finish Kriya Shema by Chatzos, that's also only the Rabbanan. That's not in our third. So where does everybody agree that Chatzos is a din deraisa? So the place where Chatzos halayla is a din deraisa is going to get to Haktoram and Mizbeach. If a piece of flesh that's supposed to be burning, chela, or the Evorim of the Korban Oda that's supposed to be burning on the Mizbeach falls on the floor, are you obligated to put it back on? So this is Shriri, the Gemara says, if it's charred on the outside, totally charred, on the inside it's still raw. It didn't get burned. So then the Gemara says it depends, did it fall off before Chatzos or did it fall off after Chatzos? The din is that the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, Chatzos osa iko. Whatever is charred on the outside by Chatzos and it's on the mizbeach at that time, that's considered mevukah. Hayin chaflami. Mevukah means considered fully, it's like deshen, considered as if it's all ashes. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. When things fall off, when you have an obligation to put it back on and when not. But the Haftarah Seivarim continues all night long, continues into the next morning also.
How much time is the Shabbat? Is there every morning they have to inaugurate the Mizbeach?
No. The first time you build the Mizbeach in history, you have to be Mechanath with the Talmud Shel Shachar. Let's say they'll build the Mizbeach this afternoon in Yerushalayim at 2 o'clock. So they can't bring a Talmud Shel Bein Hazar because it didn't have the chinuch yet. You have to be mechanechet. You have to wait till tomorrow morning and bring a Talmud Shel Shachar. If one day, let's say, there's a war going on or there's some kind of problem, politics going on, and you didn't bring a Talmud Shel Shachar, so they bring a Talmud Shel Bein Hazar. They're not ma'akim zezer. Talmud Shel Shachar is not ma'akim Talmud Shel Bein Hazar. But if you built a new mizbeach, you have to be mechanechet, and you're not supposed to be ma'akim of any karbonis until you're mechanechet in mizbeach. So then the Mishnah says you have to start from the beginning. Okay, mechanach is on the mizbeach hakadosh. The new mizbeach, you have to have the mechanach should be the talmud shel shachar. You have to start from the beginning. The Gemara says shchita lava avodah. Yeah, shchita is not an avodah at all. That's what it says. On the other hand, there are Gemara says shchita is an avodah. Shchita is the first of the dalat avodah sadam. Shchita kavrala haylof and zikim. If shchita weren't an avodah, you wouldn't require that the shchita takes place dafke in the azar. If it's kachi kachin, the shchita has to be betzafin, because it's kachin kachin, it could be anywhere in the azar. So it's a problem. How can you say shchita lava vaydi? The Tereshi Gemara says it is an avoid. The Rabbelva the Salavetchik in the Shiurim on Zvachim on Daftes explains what it means. Some kind of Beis HaLevi. He says, the Beis HaLevi explains that in every avoid there are two aspects. It's an avoid the mitzad the chef of the korban had this avoid done to it, and it's an avoid the mitzad the gavra. The gavra has to do a ma'isa avoid. So by shchita, the Gemara has a din machloekes satanoi. Most of the tanaim are of the opinion the one who's going to shech the korban can stand chutz la'azara and he can have the animal in the azara hold a long knife. He's rosh aviru b'chutz la'azara. And you can have the animal inside and eat from Shef. When you do Hakrovas Karbonas, you can't do it like that. It's Koyin, you need a Koyin to do the Hakrova, the Kabbalah HaLoch HaZrika has to be done by Koyin. And the Koyin has to be standing in the Azar B'makam HaKosh HaLavayda, namely, if it's a Kachi Kachim, it says Shchitas Matzofen. The Kibbol Daman B'chlisharis Matzofen. The Koyin has to be standing in Sofen, and the animal has to be standing in Sofen. And by Shchitas Kachi Kachim, the animal has to be standing in Sofen, but the Koyin does not have to be standing in Sofen. Most of the Tanaim are up the opinion, the Koyin doesn't even have to be standing in the Azara. And even according to the Tana who learns that from a new pasuk, the Koyin has to stand in the Azara, but he doesn't have to stand in Sofen when it's a Kachi Kachim. Why? Because the Shchita Lav Avayda, he means it's not an Avayda Mitzad the Gavre, it's only Avayda Mitzad the Chefta. The Chefta of the carbon has to have this Avayda done to it. So the only time we require a Koyin for an Avayda is when it has to serve in an Avayda from both perspectives. Both mitzad the chesed of the carbon and mitzad the gavra ha'oyim. Shchit alav avayda means it's not an avayda mitzad the koyim. The Sfarno has a chiddush lahalachet that runs as follows. On Yom Kippurim it says that the avayda has to be done by a kohen gadol. The avayda is hayom. Why? Why? It's not a kasha line. So he claims that the pasuk says, the question whether this is really what it says in the pasuk, he says because the pasuk says ki bi anan eira el akaparis. Because on Yom Kippur there's a special din that you have to have anan haktoris imaleyas habayis when you bring on Yom Kippur in addition to the toris that you makter on the mizbeach hapnimi the mizbeach hapnimi you have to make the toris in the kodesh hakadoshim as well. And the Kohen has to wait in the Kodesh HaKadosh Machi Yisman Lahabayis Kulo Yoshon and then he leaves. So the pasuk says Ki bi anon eiro el akaparis. Whenever there's an anon in the Beit HaMikdosh, so this represents a deeper degree of Hashras Hashchina. This is what the thesis of the Sfarno. So therefore you require a Kohen Gadol whenever there's a deeper more of a concentration of Hashras Hashchina. So he adds on all the 40 years of the Midbar, it says Vechaser Anan Oel Moed. That's starting from Maptim and Pikudei. There was an Anan on Oel Moed all 40 years. So maybe you needed the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodas and the Hechel during the Midbar the whole time. Not only did you need a Kohen Gadol for the Avodas Yom Kippurim in the Mishkan, because there was an Anan. They needed the Kohen Gadol for all the Avodas in the Hechel, namely the Haktoris every single day, and Halakas HaMenorah every day needed a Kohen Gadol. So that's why it says, Victor Olave, in the end of today's Sedra, and Tetzave, that's why Sparta has this at the end of Tetzave, has it at the end of Pikudei, I think a third place he has it also. So he says, that's why it says, Victor Olave, Haron Ktoris Hamim Babarke, Babarke Behetiva Saneris Yakti Rena. So we said, why Aharon? What do you need a Kohen Gadol for? The answer is because in the Midbar, since the Anan was there all the 40 years, all 40 years the Hechal had a status like Yom Kippur, they needed a Kohen Gadol. So they ask on the Sfarno, that's impossible. How does the pasuk begin in Tetzave? The Almighty Mechutz LePareichas Hasher Al Ha'idus Yarocha So Aharon Uvanav. How can he say you only need a Kohen Gadol? It's against the pasuk. It says the same Aharon Uvanav. So rather than assume that the Sfarno made a mistake, so they stand on the head and they forem for this. When Nadav Avihu died, so the Torah says that Alozer Isama not only was Aaron not Natame to his two children, Alozer Isama the brothers were also not Natame. They sent Bishoel Bel Sofanin, they sent in cousins to be Natame. So the Ramban Achumish quotes from the Raivit. The Ramban has a lot of times he quotes from the Raivit Pirish and Torah's Kodim without quoting by name. But it's a lot of times word for word, same thing the Mohammed. A lot of times Ramban is quoting from the Raivit and the Kotzim Shom. Word for word, but that's quoting by name. Apparently everybody knew that the writer was a popular sefer. But quite a few times the Ramban HaChumash quotes from the writer. So he has on Shmini, he quotes this kasha from the writer, a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be mitame even to design korban. So we understand why Aaron wasn't mitame to his two sons, Nadav Aviv. But the two brothers that were Kohen and had Yoytim, Allah to be Shama, so why would they not mitame? So the writer gives two answers quoted by the Rambam. So one of the two answers is that although Allah's of Yisrael were not Kohanim Gedolim, but they had Kedushas Kuna Gedolim, because they all had Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. There are two parts to being a Kohen Gadol. You have Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and then you have the Shem Kohen Gadol. When you're appointed, whoever is in charge for appointing, Bez Nagadol, Melech, that's the question Tosfos discusses in Yuma, in the first parak. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about firing a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara talks about the Mishnah and Ksubis. What if they fired a Kohen Gadol and he was Machal Shabbos before he was still a Kohen Gadol? What kind of a korban does he bring later? Does he bring the fire Kohen Gadol? Or does he bring a regular Kizbo Sira like Ehedya? So there is the concept of firing Kohen Gadol. It says who fired? And they quote the Yerushalmi, the Kohen Gadol is Nismana de Peh and Nistana de Peh. He's appointed by word of mouth and he can be fired also. So who is the one whose mouth? The Tosfos says, Bezna Gadol. They're not sure. Somebody, they're not sure, but someone is in charge of appointing the Kohen Gadol. So that's what Rav Chaim explains in this Shita Sarai, that apparently there are two parts to being a Kohen Gadol. One is the Kedushas Kuna Gadol, that one gets with either Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they gave Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, it says in the Chumash, to Aaron and to the four sons. So that and that, all of them were Kedushas Kohen Gadol. But in order to be. But for other, some dinim depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Another dinim depend on Shem Kohen Gadol. So the Shem Kohen Gadol that you have to be appointed Mismana B'Tet. So Aaron was appointed as the Kohen Gadol, the other children were not appointed as Kohen Gadol. So that's what the writer suggests, that the din that a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be mitame. In the beginning of that more, the din that a Kohen Gadol is not permitted to the mitame, even to the Zayin Kohen Gadol meyach l'shuv to kal rosho shemen hamishchah even says the boshe tav gadim as rosho lo yifar kol nafshes meis lo yavoki neizer shemen mishchah to lekav olav ami Hashem. Why is the Kohen Gadol not permitted to the mitame even to the Zayin Kohen? Because he has mishchah b'shemen hamishchah. But you can have to honor that Yosef also had mishchah b'shemen hamishchah, like the four sons of Aaron. So the two surviving sons of Allah, the Isama, also had Nezah Shem and Mishnah Salakov of Allah, which endowed them with Kedushas Kohen Gadol, so therefore they were forbidden to be Mitamei, even to the Zayin Kohen. That's how the Raizid explains in the Torah Sanam on Parsha Shmini. The Ramban quotes that Raizid. So that's what some of the Akhrenim suggest if I went for this far. No. How can he make such a statement that all the Aboim Shana and the Nidvar, he required Aaron of Ono, Aaron HaKohen to do the Avodah and the Heichal? Isn't against the Chumash, it says Aaron of Ono. How can he deny that a Kohen had the discussion? So he say, no, he's saying in principle you needed a Kohen Gadol, but it doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol has the full status, the Kedushas Kuna Gadolah, with the Shem Kohen Gadol. It's enough with Kedushas Kuna Gadolah, so the two sons, those two sons, Allah Zavi Samar, originally all four, not Rabbi Allah Zavi Samar, all four had a Kedushas Kuna Gadolah. The Teres Shleima quotes this, the Menbo Kashin, the Teres Shleima quotes this long Arichas to be the Yashid, this Sporah.
How later, the Kohen of the
Kohen didn't have Shem and Amishah, but they had Rebbe's Gadol, so the Rebbe's Gadol gave them the Kedushas Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
So whoever has Kedushas Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mitame to the Zayin Kohen.
Well, they got
to go ahead
with
yes. You have the Kohen Mashuach Melchama. The Kohen Mashuach Melchama, the Gemara says, has half of the dinim. The Gemara towards the end of Yuma says, has half of the dinim like a Kohen Gadol, half of the dinim like a Kohen Hedya. So one of the dinim he has is, he's not permitted to be mitame to the Zayin Kohen. Why? Because he had Mashiach, B'Shem and Amishcha. He had Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but he just doesn't have the Minoy. He doesn't have the Shem Kohen Gadol. So this did say how many begadim does the Mashiach Muhammad do? Does he wear if he wants to do avodah? So the Gemara says dalad begadim. He's only a kohen hedyot when he gets big dekuna. Kohen hedyot wears dalad begadim. Kohen gadol wears shmoneh begadim. So the kohen Mashiach Muhammad, when he does avodah, the Gemara says he wears dalad begadim. He doesn't wear shmoneh begadim. Why? He doesn't have a shame kango. In order to be obligated, in order to be required to wear Shmoinim Gadim, you have to be appointed to the title of shame kango. So he's not appointed, but Kedusha Kunadada he does have, because he has Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha. So that's why the Gemara says in Yuma that he has those dinim, he has like the kohen gadol, not a lot of dinim b'tam elavim.
Read the other
one. Yeah. In the Bayi Sheini, there was no Shem and Amishcha, so that's the question. How did they ever have a kohen mashuach mochama? Did they have a kohen mashuach mochama? Did they have a kohen mashuach mochama in the Bayi Sheini? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes from Josephus that Yehuda HaMakabi was a Mashiach Muhammad. That's a big machlok, is the Rambam in the Ravid, whether there's a din of Mashiach Muhammad by Mechemes Mitzvah or only by Mechemes Arshut. But what is the role of the Mashiach Muhammad? He's supposed to recite the Parsha Mihu Yeshu Shana Tekem Ola Tilo Yenach Yoshu Ola Beitah Mihu Yeshu Shana Asher Eretisha Ola Lekacha Yenach Yoshu Ola Beitah. And the Mishnah says that these exemptions from the army are only applicable in the Mechemes Arshut. In Mechemes Mitzvah, everybody goes to the army. The Mechemes Mitzvah, if everybody goes, so what do you have a Mashiach Mechama for? So that's the question. That's the question. Whether Machloek is the Rambam and the Rai. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes, first of all, it's a Beferish Josephus. Josephus was a general in the Jewish army during the Bayi Sheni period, right before the Churban HaBayit. So Josephus wasn't around when Yehuda HaMakabi, before he was born, but he writes, Yehuda HaMakabi, he's reliable, he said, Yehuda HaMakabi served as a Mashiach Mocham. The Minchas Chinuch said, if the history is accurate, so you see that they do have a Mashiach Mocham, even in a Mechemes Mitzvah. I bet there's no exemptions, So the Ravid suggests when he attacks the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, so the Ravid suggests maybe what the Rambam means is that you appoint a Mashiach Mocham or a Zaber HaHom to give the pep talk. The exemptions he's not going to say Ma'ishu Shana Tekem, Ma'ishu Shem Retisha. But he should say Al Tiru Al Titchu Du Al Tartu Nsem Kashem Al Kechem Imochem Yishmer Ban Shom is going to help you. So maybe he only says the half of the pep talk. Maybe he only says that half of the drasha. He leaves out the other half. The question is though, that L'chayre doesn't make sense to read the half of Parsha because the decree has to be Kichtova. So if you're going to leave out half of the Parsha, so it's already not Kichtova. What does it help that the half of the Parsha that you're going to say, you're going to recite properly, but if you left out the other half of Parsha, so even what you said correctly is considered Shalom Kichtova. So that's the question whether that teretz makes any sense. The teretz that the writer suggested on the Rambam. Ulai, maybe the Kavanah of the Rambam is that you appoint. That's how the Rambam starts off the Perek. In Hilchos Malachim, the Perek begins: Echad Mechemes Mitzvah, Echad Mechemes Arshus, Memanim Koyin, Vedaber Al Ha'am. Beginning of Perek Zayin. Echad Mechemes Mitzvah, Echad Mechemes Arshus, Memanim Koyin, Vedaber Al Ha'am, Mishas Hamochama, Amosh Hamosh Hashem and Amish, Chazeh Amikol Mashuach Mochama. So the Rambam says, how can it be? What do you have a Mashuach Mochama? He doesn't have any role. And the Mechemes Mitzvah, there are no exemptions. Efshir lehiyo zeh leinyan al yerech levatchem, av leinyan ashar, achodjim leyoch hamochama, vay nemer alo lemechemes harushus, av lo lemechemes mitzvah, achi yisu b'gimor. The Rebbe thinks that it's not correct. You probably don't have a Mashiach Mochama by a Mechemes Mitzvah. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot writes like that, that there's no Mashiach Mochama by a Mechemes Mitzvah. So he's trying, the Rebbe is suggesting, maybe you can farem for the Rambam, efshir, maybe the Rambam means, but again, to the pep talk, he should say. But that's the question, is that a Dalai Terah? He's going to say, half a parsha, leave out the other half. But the Chaz Me'alcha Muhammad, maybe that's considered Shalai Tich Zavai. So that's one issue that the Minchas Chinuch points out. That according to Josephus, Yehuda HaMakabi was a Mashiach Muhammad, even though it was a Mechemes Mitzvah, was a Mechemes Mitzvah. But he points out, number two, how can you have a Mashiach Muhammad, Bizman Bayishen? There is no Shemin HaMishra. Yoshua Melech was going as the Shemin HaMishra. And they didn't take it out in Bayi Sheni. The Kohanim Gedolim became Kohanim Gedolim through Rivui Begadim. He didn't become Kohanim Gedolim through Meshicha B'Shemin HaMishra. You can only become a Merubah Begadim if you're a person that's going to wear Shemayin HaBegadim. But the Mashiach Muhammad doesn't wear Shemayin HaBegadim. He only does Avodah B'Dalet Begadim. He can't make a Mashiach Muhammad through Rivui Begadim. What's he going to wear? He's not supposed to wear Shemayin HaBegadim. He's going to have Avodah Begadim. They all wear Avodah Begadim. So how did you have a Mashiach Muhammad with Man Bayi Sheni? That's the Shaila that the Minchas Chinuch asked. Was it physically possible? Did it exist? Moshoch Nochama Bizman Bayesheni. So the Gemara says that sometimes the Moshoch Nochama does wear Shemayin Abigod. Not when he does Avaidah. Moshoch Nochama has the right to be Nisha B'urim B'tumim. When you want to be Nisha B'urim B'tumim, you can't just put on the Urim B'tumim. You have to put on all the Shemayin Abigod. So that's what the Dvar Avram discusses. Maybe you can appoint a Moshoch Nochama Bizman Bayesheni. Ayidei Meruba B'godim. Aye, but the Moshoch Nochama doesn't wear Shemayin Abigodim. He doesn't wear Shemayin Abigodim to do Avaidah. Avod is HaKarbon, the only way is above God, but he wish money of God if he wants to be Nishol Bor Metumim. So the Dvar Avram says that doesn't make any sense, because Bidman by Sheni, they were told that the Ur Metumim are not going to answer. So what are you going to ask? I'm going to talk to the wall. I know the Ur Metumim are not going to answer. So what? He's going to put on a charade, a pantomime. The Mashoch, the man they want to appoint as the Mashoch Mecham, going to put on Shemayin of God. He's going to ask a Shaila the Ur Metumim and listen. No answer. So you know in advance that that's not. So you're not allowed to put on the Shemayin Abigod. So he says, it cannot be. They could step out of Moshoch Muhammad as Man Bashir. So what's Josephus talking about the Chalaf? That's the question. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested a term. He said Moshoch Muhammad to do his job, whatever his job is, either to say Al Yerech Lebatchem, Al Tiru, Al Tartsu, Al Tachzuz Ulitzne, either to say that or to say the whole parasha, whatever his function is, whatever the role of the chief chaplain in the army is, the Moshoch Mechama, requires that he should, it doesn't require the Kohen Gadol, it requires an individual that has Kedushas Kohen Gadol, even if he doesn't have Shem Kohen Gadol. But if you have the Kohen Gadol, has both Kedushas Kohen Gadol and Shem Kohen Gadol, so it's about that he can serve as a Moshoch Mechama. But maybe you can make, is there only one chief rabbi at one time? There are two chief rabbis, Kaddish and chief rabbi, Ashkenaz and chief. You can have two kind of gedolim. The Mishnah talks about two kind of gedolim at the same time. The Mishnah in Makis talks that a person is in the Ori Miklot. You have to wait till one of the Kohanim gedolim dies. Let's say Kohen Gadol retired already. They have a younger Kohen Gadol. He also retired. Kohen Gadol retired. He's 95 years old. The next Kohen Gadol is 85 years old. And they all retired. There are five Kohanim gedolim. And there's one guy. He's 35 years old. He's the new Kohen Gadol. So the minute any one of them dies, so the Ratzach goes free from the Ori Miklot. You can have many Kohen Gadolim at the same time. So this Man Bayesheni, they had to have a Kohen Gadol to do Avodah and Yom Kippur and for all other intents and purposes. And if they wanted to have a Moshoch Mechama, they couldn't make this androgynous Moshoch Mechama. Only has Kedushas Kohen Gadol without Shem Kohen Gadol. So they didn't have Shem and Amishcha to do that. And the Merubah B'Gadim isn't going to work because he only does Avodah B'Shmein B'Gadim. He's not Nishol Bur B'Tumim because he knows in advance the Bur B'Tumim is not going to answer. So they could appoint another Kohen Gadol. So full work. Do a read with God in the whole work. You can have two, three, five, you can have ten Kohen Gadol. It's no contradiction. You can have a few Kohen Gadol. And one of them will only serve the function of serving as a Moshoch Mechama. It's not Ma'akev that he should bedak and not have the Shem Kohen Gadol. You can have both titles. You can have the Kedushas Kohen Gadol but the Shem Kohen Gadol. Anyway, that's the suggested teretz on the Shveres Bar. Says the Farish Aaron Avonov, how can he say that during the 40 years of the Midbar, Kohen Hedyud wasn't kosher for Avodas in the Heichal because it was Anon, it was filled with an Anon? So the Torah says maybe Bnei Aaron at that time had the status like a Kohen Gadol because they all had Mashiach, B'Shem, and Amishcha. So with respect to this din, they had a din of Kohen Gadol.
For Avodas Yom Kippur, would that be enough? Or would that require Shem Kohen Gadol?
I think you need a Shem Kohen Gadol. Yes, it's not parallel then. So the whole Sfarna is based on Yom Kippur carrying over. So the Teretz Soleya al Yerecho, the Hing Tunta. Questionable Teretz, yeah. We're not sure how to deal with Josephus. I don't know. Simon Hasina raises the question. Is it possible that what he said is correct? Possible? If he's staying on yet, then maybe it's possible. We're not sure. We're not sure how reliable any history book is. A malitza. Maybe it's just a malitza. Maybe it doesn't really mean Alfi Aloche. But he had a dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can use the same old guy, yeah. But you can't be in two places at the same time. Yeah, but the Kangaral, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the function of the Kangaral is to be in the Beit HaMikdash every single day, all the time. To the extent that it's possible. So every time there's going to be a war, he's going to go around to the front to give a drosha, like the chief rabbis do now. They travel around the whole world. So that's not he's not functioning as a Kangaral. So you got to have a few kinds of. Then you have the mitzvah of Big Day Kuhuna, Barichas. The Rambam counts it as one of those Taryag mitzvahs Aseret to make Big Day Kuhuna. The Ramban picks on the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says if you're counting this as a mitzvah, then it should be counted as three mitzvahs. Mitzvah to make Abu Abgodim for Kohen Hedyot, mitzvah to make Shmon Abgodim for the Kohen Gadol, and mitzvah to make the Abu Abgodim for Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol wears. There were three separate uniforms of Big Day Kuhuna. So he tied it against the Rambam. If you count it as a mitzvah, should have been counted three times. So the Mepharshim say it's three parts to one mitzvah to make Big Day Kuhuna. The Rambam himself thinks that it shouldn't count at all as a mitzvah. The Zman Shein Big Day Malayim and Kuhuna Samana himself too. The Kohen is not wearing Big Day Kuhuna. He's not kosher to do Avoida. So he says this is just a Hechshah mitzvah to make the Big Day Kuhuna. It's a Hechshah mitzvah to make the Kohen kosher. He doesn't think that it should be counted as a mitzvah before. But the Rambam counted as one mitzvah to make all of the Big Day Kuhuna. The Gemara interprets the pasuk says it should be lechavad ol sefaris. The Big Day Kuhuna have to be pretty. That's why we learn the Gemara. Big Day Kuhuna shebalu ma'alam behem. The din changes when balu. Why? Once it's balu, you're not allowed to wear it because it won't be lechavad ol sefaris. It has to fit properly. If the smell is too big, the Big Day Kuhuna too floppy or too short or too tight. It's not good. It has to fit. So the chavod of the sefaris has to be proper. If it's not the chavod of the sefaris, then it's not kosher.
When do the Big Day Kuhuna get made, or when you first?
The Big Day Kuhuna had to have Mashiach also the Shah in the Doris. Abay Dotson can't possibly wear it. Tosis claims that we have the Tosis in Kiddushin. The Tosis had a machlokes with Rashi, repeated quite a few times in Zohar and Menachos. Tosis holds that the Big Day Kuhuna had the status like Kishur. And Rashi thinks that it didn't have the status of Kishur. But in the Midbar it says that they did Mashiach B'Shem and Amishchor on the Big Day Kuhuna. And the Doris, you can't do Mashiach. Mashiach B'Shem and Amishchor is only the Shah. The Doris, you use Mashiach B'Shem and Amishchor for Kain Gadol or for the Melech and the Malchi Beis David. He used Mashiach B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. If it's a different king, other than Malchut Bezor, then he used to use imitation Shem, Shem and Afarsim. But the real, I remember when they found the jug of parsimony oil in Eretz Yisrael, so they said, ooh, from the days of Yoshke, they wrote it up in the New York Times on the first page, and the parsimony oil was the special oil that they used to use to anoint the Davidic kings. It's a hefach. It's a mistake. The parsimony oil was what they used, Shem and Afarshimon was what they used for the non-Davidic kings, for the fakers, like Yoshkin. But the real Malchut Beis David had the Shech of the Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. And by Sheni, there was no the Shem and Mishchas Kodesh, they didn't use the Shem and Amishchas and by Sheni. And Shem and Afarshimon wouldn't help to make someone into a Tengorol, and make someone into a Melech and the Malchut Beis David. Anyway, so the Pasuk says that they should make the begotten yotzer big day Aaron the kachshel the chahan oli. The pasuk keeps on repeating that expression. The big day Aaron al chahan oli. What kind of an expression is that? Chahan oli. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says bizman she big day malayim kunosim malayim and big day malayim and kunosim malayim. If the kohen is not wearing the big day kuna, he doesn't have the full status of kedushas kohen. The Mordechai Gittin quotes a story. Ma'isha yotzer kohen mayim ayad rabbeinu tam. They didn't have faucets like we had that it's so easy to get water. They used to draw water from the wells or from the rivers and they only had buckets full of water. It was all production. So once Rabbeinu Tam wanted to wash his hands, so one of the students was kind enough to fill up a cup of water and pour the water on the Rabbeinu Tam's hands. That student happened to have been a kohen. So the Rabbeinu Peter asked the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Peter asked the Rabbeinu Tam, said, how did he permit the Talmud to be mishamish in him? That the Yerushalmi says, Hamashtamish the Kuhuna Moal. You're not allowed to have a Kohen service you. So the Rabbeinu Tam is not a Kohen, but the Talmud was a Kohen servicing him. So how do you allow that? So the Rabbeinu Tam answered, Bizman Shein Big Day Malay, Main Kunos Malay. He's not wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, so it's okay. So the Rabbeinu Peter asked the Rabbeinu Tam, what do you mean? And when a Kohen is not wearing Big Day Kuhuna, he's allowed to marry a Grusha? He's allowed to go to the cemetery. He's allowed to violate all the din of kuna. Of course, he has a din of kain, even if he doesn't wear big dekuna. That din is ban sheim ikdeim alayim nein kunasim alayim. That's with respect to hakrovis karbanas. What does it have to do with all the other dinim? So Rabbi Natan gave a different answer. When he pressed him and he asked him a kasha, so he gave another answer. He said the Talmud was Merchel on his cover. He's Merchel on his cover, so it's okay. So our Hashulchan writes, that Rav Soloveitchik said over also he liked this beer. Rav Soloveitchik said over a little better. That the Yerushalmi's expression is, it doesn't say Yerushalmi also the Hishtamish B'Kuhuna. It says Hishtamish B'Kuhuna Moal. What kind of expression is Moal? So Ne'ila usually is a term that applies B'Miyuchat to Kachi HaMigdash. Karbonus in the Beit HaMigdash is Ne'ila. Kachi Beit HaKabayis, Kachi Mizbeah. Things that have to do with the Beit HaMigdash. So apparently that's what the Rabbi Natan meant in the beginning. The Easter of the Kohen to marry a Grusha or to be Metam and a Mason, that doesn't require Kedushas Kunushah B'Amigdash. That's sufficient Kedushas Kunushah B'Gvulin. But both for the purpose of Hakrovas HaKarbonis as well as for the purpose of Hamishtamish B'Kuna Moal, there you have to have Kedushas Kunushah B'Amigdash. That's why he said originally, Zman She'en B'Gdeim Aleim Ein Kunasim Aleim. He doesn't have Kedushas Kunushah B'Amigdash. So in the Mele, there isn't going to be any Me'ilah. The Talmud didn't like it. They gave him another teretz. He said he was Meichel on his cover. But the first teretz was also Emes. So this din of Meshtamish B'Kuna Moal is a din that only applies to the Kedushas Kunushah B'Amigdash. We're attracted to talk about Me'ilah.
Rabbi, why is it another teretz? I thought, L'chaira, you would still need Mechila, because you still have a din of Ikidash, though, Chutz L'Mikdash. So he's saying, so you still need, even according to Rabbi Natan, you still need the teretz of Mechila.
Still need Mechila because of Ikidash, though? I don't know about that. There is a din, you have to be Mechaber Ekoyen, Ikidash, though. But there's a din, you have to be Mechaber Ekoyen, there's a hierarchy. I don't know if you would really need Mechila for that per se. Let's say Medina de Gemara, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah if there's no Tamach Chacham. But if there is a Tamach Chacham, Tamach Chacham, Rav Korah B'Kahani. Why says Rav is not a Kohen, and he always took the first Aliyah. So the Din of Kvoi Tamach Chacham takes precedence of the Kvoi Kohen. Despite the fact that it says Vikidashta, he didn't have to wait, he didn't have to be Mechilos HaKohen. He didn't need the Mechilos HaKohen. The Chor is just the second Teretz alone is good. First teretz alone is good, second teretz alone is good. Either teretz is sufficient. So that's how they assume that either teretz is sufficient on the kasha. The Rabbi Natan didn't have the first teretz at a time, the Rabbi Natan told him another teretz that he was happy with. But the first teretz was also a teretz.
Doesn't the Kabbalah come from the Shabbat itself? Not the
That's a good kasha. How come the Kohen can be Merchel on Kabbalah? The Gemara says it's a good cash on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says in Gitman, Terapan is up here, that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah of the Takana de Rabban and say Darkei Shalom. The Gemara says Darkei Shalom. Why the Kohen are such troublemakers? That if you don't give the Kohen the first Aliyah, they're going to kill the Gabbai. What kind of Darkei Shalom is that? The Gemara says, no, the story goes like this. It's a busy Kidash of the Chodavish of Indusha, the Kohen should get the first Aliyah. But if the Kohen wants to be Meichel on his Kovid, that's okay. But that may pose a problem. That today, there's a Yartzeit set up by Mitzvah, and a Chosin, and a Shever Brachos, whatever. So the Kohen will be nice enough to be Meichel on his Kovid. And next week, he won't be Meichel on his Kovid. So people will make a fight. Why would you Meichel on your Kovid last week? Why would you Meichel on your Kovid today? I'm not as important as this. So the Meir Takan of the Rabbah, the Kohen is never allowed to be Meichel on his Kovid. So I mean, I tell everything that means that he may be Meichel on his Kovid. So you're asking a question, how come the Melech cannot be Merchel on his Kohen? So some Rishonim say, the Gemara says, Melech Shemach HaKohen, Ein Kohen HaMochel Shenema, Sam Tarsim Alecha Melech Shetehei Eimotzo Yolecha. So some say, because Eimo, Sam Tarsim is a double Lashon, Eimotzo Yolecha means more than Kovit. Kovit Kohanim is Kovit, but you don't have a din of Eimo. When you have a din of Eimo, then it's more serious. Others say, Sein Tosim Alecha Melech Shetei Masa Alech means the Melech is also Mechuyib B'Kvayit Atzma. The Melech has to also show Kovit to the institution of Malchus. The Melech is forbidden, not that Al-Pidin is not a Bible to be Merchel on his Kovit. The Kovit is being given to him, so he should be able to be Merchel on it. But it's forbidden to him to be Merchel on his Kovit, he has to be Noiv also. They say it's the Kovit of Klal Yisrael, that's why he's not allowed to be Merchel. But the Gemara says, Min HaTorah, the Kohen can be Merchel on his Kovit. The Gemara says that on the weekdays, the Takanas HaMishnah does not apply. Only on Shabbos, where it's more crowded and short. Sheni v'hamishi, so kriyas ha'tar, if the kohen wants to be mechal on his kavod, once in a while the Gemara says that it's okay. The Taisus says that that's only bizmana, but on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and it's crowded, more crowded than shul, but then we're afraid, mitznei dakir sholem, that being mechal on his kavod may sometimes ignite the machlokes. The Baal HaTais is right. Baal HaTais lived in tiny little villages. There was barely a minyan. We didn't have such big crowds in shul. So you had the same number of people in shul on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, but on the weekdays, always the same. The Taisu says that Bizman Hazeh, the din applies day b'chol day b'Shabbos. The Kohen should never be more than Shabbos, because everybody's in shul every day. And Moshe Feinstein writes that Bizman Hazeh, we reverted back to the way it was in the days of the Gemara. The shuls are much more crowded on Shabbos and Yom Tov than they are on the weekdays. So the mainly we revert back to the din of the Gemara. So he says, Bizman Hazeh, not Bizman Baal HaTaisus. The Kohen can be mechal on his kavod on a Sheni v'Hamishi if there's a yahrzeit or something, but he can't be mechal on his kavod on Shabbos. Yeah, he reverts back to the din on Gemara.
Can you get around it by walking the
Kohen
leaving the shul for a minute?
If he walks out, yeah. Yeah, if he walks out. The question is that a recommended procedure? Would we recommend that the Kohen should walk out? That's not really right. The more correct is the Kohen should not walk out, even though he's hogging the aliyah. Every week he gets an aliyah. I think they quote Amar Chabanet, who was the chief rabbi of a part of Hungary for a period of time. So he has made a takana that if there's no Levi in shul, and the Kohen is mamish going to have two aliyahs. Every day, every Sheni v'Chamishi, he gets two aliyahs. Then he made a takana, let the Kohen walk out of shul. So he's going to take up two aliyahs. But just to take the one aliyah, of Kohen, even though he keeps on getting, one Kohen keeps on getting an aliyah every single time, and the other people get an aliyah once every 2 months or whatever. So more correct is that you should leave it like that in order to fulfill the takana, in order to fulfill the din of the kiddushka, to give the Kohen the first aliyah. So Rashi was very unhappy about the practice that they send out the Kohen. Until a long while, Mecha Teisa, but he thought that as an ongoing practice, he thought it wasn't right. He was concerned that in America, a lot of people don't even know if they're Kohen Levi or Yisrael. They just barely know that they're Jewish. So the whole yichus of Klal Yisrael is going to be lost. They said we have to do whatever we can to preserve the yichus. That's why he instituted in Maimonides school that when the children wrote their names on an exam paper, so they should write HaKohen or HaLevi. Even though no one signs their name like that. Because he was afraid that a lot of the kids are not going to be so religious later in life. They probably won't remember whether they're Kohanim or Levi. And after me, it's a Dinyin Aden later. Who needs Dinyin Aden? Who gets what Aliyah and so on. He thought that that's also included in the mitzvah of the Kiddushin. In Parshas Emor. The Kiddushin means to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. You have to mean Lechabit the Kohen in order to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisrael. So then the Torah goes into the description of the Big Dekuna. Very unclear. Rashi says everything is very unclear exactly what the Big Dekuna looked like. The Rambam and the Ravid have machlokes in it about some of these Big Dekuna, exactly what did they look like. I'm not sure. Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Kilayim, machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is the Kohen Hedyo committed to wear the Big Dekuna after he finished the Avodah. So the Big Dekuna, the Avnei Tashatma. The Shaila wearing shatnas. So if he's while he's doing Avodah, so we say yes to Bechol HaSesem. Me'ila. Argyavar raised the issue of the Me'ila. Yeah. So we assume that it's not. Well, listen to the Malachi Asher.
The Rambam's talking about after, not like speaking for an hour, half an hour, to get it out. Because I didn't just tell him on the
Rambam holds you have to mocham. Shatnas is mochama than the Me'ila. So he holds that the minute, the moment, the Kohen Hedyo finishes the Avodah, he has to take off the Avnei. So that's the only one that had shatnas. But then he can mosey along, he can take his time till he takes off all the other Big Dekuna. And that we said, we're then term Allah HaShoah regarding the Me'ila. Because in the Lechatchila Rashi said in Kiddushim, when we were Magdish to the Big Dekuna, we didn't give it the full Kiddushim that it should be a violation of Me'ila, told man that the Kohen is still wearing it. After he takes it off, then he's going to roll it up and use it as a pillow. So that's the Rambam Paschim, like the Gemara and Talmud in Yuma, that you're not allowed to do that. But Tozman is still wearing it, it's a Hemshah from the Levisha, that was the Keshmishi point of that. Tozman is still wearing it, he doesn't have to rush to take it off, except for the Avnei, because of the Shatnas problem. So the Rambam insists that the Sanhedrin has to take off the Avnet immediately. The writer says no, there's no problem. He can leave on the Shatnas. It's not a problem. Yeah. So it's usually assumed that Balei HaTeretz have this Machlokes in the Nochus and other places. The Machlokes is usually assumed to be, what's the nature of the Hechter of Kilayim and Big Dekuna? Is it Hutra or is it Dekuya? If it's Dekuya, so the Doicha is only present when he's doing the Avodah. When he's not doing the Avodah, there's no mitzvah to wear the Big Dekuna. But if it's Hutra, so then it's even Mutter when he's not doing the Avodah. So there's a Tirish on the Yuchas Laharaydin HaMasechet Tomim. I think they assume it's not really by the writer, by someone else, by some early Katmon, printed in the regular Vilna Shas, Vilna edition of the Shas, where they write it, this Tirish HaMiyuchas LaRaivid, where he tines, he doesn't understand what that means. Let's say Hakrovas Karbonas on Shabbos is a malacha, yeshechting, burning, it's a malacha, but it's permissible. So what's the nature of that heter? Is that Hutra Dechuyah? So the Gemara says the Ferish Hutra. That's not true. Gemara Yuma says no, Machlokes, that's Hutra. So the Rabbi says that because it's Hutra, so you'll allow a Kohen to smoke a cigar while he's doing the Avodah also. Because Hutra, Chilul Shabbos is Mutter, so you can name Chal Shabbos, but another thing. He says no, Hutra is only for the sake of the mitzvah. If he's doing the mitzvah, you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos to do the Hakrovas HaKarbonas. So is it the Chuyah, you should try to avoid it? Or is the Hutra, you don't even have to try to avoid it? However you slice it, it's only Mutter when you're doing the mitzvah. But over here by the Big Dekuna, he's wearing shatnas. So what's the difference when you say Hutra Dechuya? It's not Efshar Lekayim Shnei. He can't do the Avodah without the Avnei. He has to wear an Avnei. The second he finishes the Avodah, he's not doing the mitzvah anymore. So that's like smoking a cigar on Shabbos. So he tithes, this Tirish HaMiyuchas LaRaivid, and on Tamil he tithes. Even if one should assume that Kilayim and Big Dekuna is Hutra, it's only Hetagama when you're involved in performing the Avodah. When you're doing the mitzvah, if you're not doing the mitzvah la vayda, so why is there any hesed to wear the shatnas? That's what the Rabbi Tainis, he doesn't understand. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explains. That the Rishonim understood the difference between chuy and hutra means something else. It's not, is it a big hesed or is it a weak hesed? Is it a very good hesed, you don't even have to try to avoid it? Or is it a weak hesed? Bekoshi, that's how Rashi writes in Brachas Atchot. The chuy means bekoshi hiti, it's mutter with a crack. And hutra means it's mutter without a crest. So what's the difference? So if you can avoid it, so then if it's only dechuya, efshar b'kayim shnei, and so there's no hetter. But if it's hutra, hetter gomer, even without a crest, then you don't even have to try to avoid it. So that's entirely what the Rabbim learned. That's the whole difference between hutra and chuya. The Balei HaTeretz and the Rambam and the Rambam, they understood differently. Hutra means, also based on a Rashi and Brachas Dachot, hutra means when the Torah prohibited shatnei, the Torah said there's an exception to the rule of big dekuna. Period. The Cheft is Muslim. The Cheft of Big Dekuna is exempted. It is Shatnas, but it's exempted from prohibition. So once you say, if you hold the Chuya, what it means is that the Easter of Shatnas even applies across the board, applies even to Big Dekuna. But when you're busy being makrib, the Karbanas, the Tzarech Ki Omitzos, HaKrobos HaKarbanas, that Tzarech is Mata the Easter. That's called the Chuya. The Tzarech HaMitzvah is Mata the Yisus. It's only Bizman HaMitzvah. When you finish doing that, but you have to take off the Avnei. But if you hold Hutra, Hutra means the Chepta of Big Dekuna was exempted. So it is the Chepta of Big Dekuna. You can't ask a Kasha. Avodah on Shabbos is Hutra, so why can't the coin smoke a cigar? Smoking a cigar has nothing to do with the Avodah. The Avodah is Hutra. The smoking a cigar is not the Avodah. But if you say Hutra by the Big Dekuna, it means the Chepta of the Big Dekuna was exempted from the Yisus Kalam. So he's wearing Big Dekuna. You're not going to tell me it's not Big Dekuna when he's not doing Avodah. It is Big Dekuna. It's just not, there's no Torah HaKrovos HaKarbonos at that time. So that's why the Rishonim all say that that's the issue. But the climb in Big Dekuna is Hutra Dechuy. If it's Hutra, so it's permissible to continue wearing the Shatas, even after the Shatas Avodah. That's the Rivet Shita, one day in Taiz. The Rambam holds no, that it's only Dechuy. It's only Dechuy, B'Shat Kima Mitzvah. So the Torah Kima Mitzvah of HaKrovos HaKarbonos is Dechuy. If they think they're going to need it, then they put it on. Yeah. But not all of them. Whenever you think you're going to need to do Avodah, you put on Big Dekuna.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't the Torah say, doesn't the Rabbi say the reason is Shulon and Torah and Malfa Asharis? The Rabbi doesn't have that lesson.
Oh no, could be.
That's only going on in the Malfa.
Uh-huh. the last halacha in the Rambam in Hilchos Tilayim. Darim shalom shabik yikunu shalom b'shar 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 shalom of Kilai, but you have to take off the Adnei the minute you, the moment that you finish. Amar Ram Tobazeh, the Rama made a mistake. Shari Yomar B'yuma Per Bolo Tengor of the Migdosh, Afidu Shaloi B'Shas Avoy the Mutar. My Dikom is Neho Adnei, Chu Kilayim, Eino. That's another cash of the Rami there. The Rama, the Rami just says the Rama is wrong, because the Ferish is Gemara, that it's even Mutar, Shaloi B'Shas Avoy. Then he has another title. Why does the Rama only pick on the Adnei, Chu Kilayim, Otto Khoshali Aphid Miglais Lu Kilai? The Pumish describes the Big Day Klein Gorl as also having Kilai. So why does the Rambam only pick on the Abnate and the Klein Hedge? So that's the Radvaz and the side of the Rambam points out. And that's the Beis HaLevi accepts that. That's what many assume. The Rambam Shita is to distinguish between a Klein Gorl and a Klein Hedge. But the Klein Hedge, the whole mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kuna is only B'Shas HaVayit. Shalom B'Shas HaVayit, there's no Tachlis to wear Big Day Kuna. So the moment the Kohen Hedya finishes the Avodah, he has to take off the Avnei, according to the Rambam, because it's only Yesod Dechalai Sesei, and it's only B'Shas Avodah. But the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei Amikdash. The manim, you have to appoint a Kohen Gadol. And the function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis Amikdash all day long, and to supervise HaKrovos HaKarbonos. So the Kohen Gadol has to wear this, he has to be in Beis Amikdash all day long, even Shalai B'Shas Avodah. His mitzvah is to be there with the Big Day Kuna all day long. That is his avodah. Exactly. That is. So that's why the Rambam only raised the issue regarding Kohen Hedya. He never raised the issue regarding Kohen Gadol. And the Rambam writes, Terekei in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, he says you have to appoint the Kohen Gadol, and his job is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long.
Same with
a
Kohen Hedya.
The end of the day.
Yes,
he goes on. But Kozman is still there, so he's still functioning as a Kohen Gadol. But he wants to go home for dinner, so he takes up the Big Likud, then he's no longer doing his mitzvah. But he writes, the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. So Kozman is going to wear Big Likud, he's Mekayim his mitzvah. That's in Perikei, Halacha Zayin and Klei HaMikdash. I'm going to write this. Vote of the Sefer Tzal Shal Kain Gadol Li Yez Yeshu B'Beis HaMikdash Kol Ayom. No. It says, Hayyotze Bo Bamedina Loike. If you wear the Big Day Kuna Chutz LaMikdash, you'll like it. The Taisi has to kasha why, but if you should say that the Kalayim of Big Day Kuna is Chutzro, and the Mutter to wear Big Day Kuna in the Beis HaMikdash HaFilish, Lo Yishar Tzavoyga, so why does the Tosefta say it's not a Gemara? The Tosefta, Ayesha Bo Bamedina Loike, what it should be Hutro is Hutro. The Tosefta says Loike Mid Rabbanim. It's only a Chumim Mid Rabbanim. It's not Osman HaTei. Rav Soloveitchik suggested a different teretz on that. He said, like Tosefta, that Digdei Kuna have the status of Klisharis. And he said there's a Mishnah Zvachim that says that the Klisharis are on the Mikadesh, Mibifnim. If the Klisharis is in the Azara, and then you put Menachos and Nesachim in, and then it's Mikadesh. If the Klisharis is Chutz Lazar, it doesn't have a Shem Klisharis. They said, Big Day Kuna, only have the Chal Hashem Big Day Kuna. They were only given that title when they're in the Azor. Hayetze Bamamdina could be like him in Atayra. Because even if you hold that climb in Big Day Kuna is Hutra, but it has to have a Shem Big Day Kuna. It only has the Shem Big Day Kuna when it's in the Azor. That was his suggestion to Farem for Taisus Kash. But Taisus Teres is that Hayetze Bamamdina like only is like a Makas Marbis Midirabban. Taisus thinks that in Atayra Hutra, even Chutz LaMikdash, even Bamedina. The Gemara in the second paragraph of Zvachim talks about wearing the Big Day Kuna. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that Chatzitza Patul. You cannot have any Chatzitza between the Big Day Kuna and the body. And in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rishonim who speak about Chatzitza between the Tzimah Shal Yad and the body. Everything is based on the Gemara in Zvachim by Chatzitza by the Big Day Kuna. The original marker of all the Dinam of Chatzitza by Tzilin, and the Rishonim is from the Gemara is Chatzitza by Big Day Kuna. In addition to the din of chatzitza, let's say a kohen will have a bandage, have a bandaid on his arm, and have Big Day Kuna on top. So that's a chatzitza. So that's no good. What if he has a bandage over here? where there are no big dekuna, where there's no issue of chatzitza. So that's the question of miyuta de God. Rashi learns on the Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara says the fairship, the kain hegi wears more than above Godim, the kain God wears more than shmani be Godim, is miyuta be Godim, he passes. Mechusa be Godim, if he does avayda avayda asa p'tula, and miyuta be Godim also passes. So that in itself has an interesting chidish in the Shadis of Chubis, in the Meshiv Dover. He thinks that there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam regarding miyuta be Godim. Rashi, if you have a beged miyutar, an extra beged, in addition to the four uniform of the four pieces that the Kain Hedid wears, in addition to the eight that the Kain God wears, he wears an additional thing. The Rashi says that if you miyuta any beged, it's avodasa p'tula. And then he thinks that according to the Rambam, it's not so. He thinks only if you wear two avnetim, or two mikvois, or two ni'ilis, if you wear an extra beged of the big dekuna. But if you wear some, an extra beged, but then you have to judge. If he's wearing socks on, that's a chatzitza to the floor. If he's wearing his underwear, that's a chatzitza to the big dekuna of the body. But if he has a bandage over here, he says, it's an ishken chatzitza, it's an ishken big dekuna. So he thinks that the Rambam would be choy lekarash. Rashi says the fairish, if the bandage is big enough, it has the same beggar. So then it'll be miyut to the garden. If it's small enough, it's not called the beggar. That's at the minimum size, so it's called the beggar. Yeah. He compares it something to tumah. You have to establish how big this is. The minimum size of the beggar, otherwise it's not called a beggar. That's the shaylah. They say the Chafetz Chaim, when he's an old man, was hoping that the Beis HaMikdash would be built and he would be able to be makriv karbanos. So he didn't want to wear glasses. So he's going to get used to wearing glasses. He won't be able to do avodah without glasses. And to wear the glasses will be miyuta begodah. That's all you got. That's what they tell over. That's called, according to the Rambam, according to the Nitziv understanding of the Rambam, it's not a problem. According to Rashi, it is a problem. That's called miyuta begodah. And if the Kohen is going to have a pencil on his ear over here, that's also miyuta begodah. The glasses are not a beggar. A tachshit, something. I don't know. The kli. That's also called miyuta begodah. I don't know. We should check to find out if the story is authentic. Tell all kinds of stories. Chumash has a special dinim of the tzitz. The pasuk says, "Aaron hakoyin the kain gadol." Only the kain gadol wears a tzitz. Kain gadol should wear a tzitz. And the purpose of the tzitz is, "And also Aaron has avoyin hakadosh mishagdish b'nei Yisrael, v'hoy al mitzvah tamid v'ratzon lehem lefnei Hashem." If the kain gadol is wearing a tzitz, then a korban that's offered the tzul becomes kosher. Ritzui hatzitz. Nirtzoloi means the korban is acceptable. The korban that's offered the psul will be considered kosher. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What psul korban becomes kosher because the kohen is wearing a tzitz? Was the aveda done by laila? The tzitz doesn't help. Was the aveda done this small? The tzitz doesn't help. Was it this? Was it that? Was it the other thing? No. Was it an einan shavah? It's also no good. Was yeshiv shavah? It's also no good. The only psul that the tzitz is meratan is the psul of tumah. Why? So the Gemara says because it's halvahut mechlala etol tibur, and the carbon tibur we allow the carbon to be carried the tumah. So since the psul of tumah is a little more kal than all the other psulim, the psul of small, if a guy does avoided the small is no good. Does avoided the meyusha, be sitting is no good. An oinen shavet is no good, never any good. But the psul of Laila is never any good, but the psul of Tumah is more kal than the others. So we zet time shot by process of elimination. The Gemara says we zet time shot in the pasuk that why mitzvah tamid leratzah hamlachne Hashem. It's only meratze. It says it's meratze and korbanos that were offered in the state of Tumah. Yes, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim in the beginning of Yom on the Abayim. Machlekes of Yudi Reb Shimon. When does what's the din? So the Rambam passes like the Tana that the tzitz is only meratza when it's odo al mitzcha meratza. Ain't odo al mitzcha ain't a meratza. If the kohen is sleeping at night, then he goes home at the end of the day. And if psul tumah occurs to one of the karbonos, then the tzitz will not be meratza. Tzitz is only meratza when he's wearing it. The other Tana disagrees. Tamid leratza lehem lefnei Hashem. The tzitz, as long as it's in existence, is meratza. If the tzitz is broken, then it's not meratza. But if the tzitz is in existence, sitting in a closet, then it's also meratza, even though the kain gadol is not wearing it. That's the machlokes hatanoim. And the Rama Paksim that it's only Miratza Ba'odo Al Mitzvah. So what does it mean Odo Al Mitzvah? The Kangol has to be wearing the tzitz at what moment in time does he have to be wearing the tzitz? If he would have asked me, if I would have been the type of person who would have asked me, I would have said, when they were makrib the carbon, they were makrib the carbon in a state of tumah. Habalas Adam, Haylochas Adam, Dukas Adam. So a makrib the carbon in the state of tumah. If the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz at the moment of B'shat HaKrava, so then it's kosher. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi on Yuma says, if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz when the carbon became nitma, not when they were makrib the carbon, when the carbon became the kabel tumah. What do you mean? The tzitz makes it, undoes the tumah. Tzitz doesn't undo the tumah. The carbon is tumah anyway. Why should it depend on the Shah Kabbalah Satumah? So the Shavasari has a sefer on Yuma. He takes on Rashi. He disagrees with Rashi. He says he doesn't say if he was to be yes. He says he only disagrees with Rashi himself. This whole sefer disagrees. Everything that Rashi himself says disagrees with everything. He takes on Rashi. He thinks Poshik Shah. Odal Mishkle Bishas Hakrabas Hakorim. Why Bishas Kabbalah Satuma? It's a strange Rashi. Why did Rashi say Bishas Kabbalah Satuma? The tzitz had two words written on it, Kodesh LaHashem. So the Tanoim have in the beginning of Sukkot, the Gemara quotes in Machlokes HaTanoim, what did it look like? One Tana says that it said Kodesh, Le, and then on the upper line it said Yud Kei Vavkei. The other Tana says, what are you talking about? I was once in Rome, and they showed me the Beis HaOisa there, and I saw the tzitz. And he says, it's not, it's all on one line, it's not on two different lines. So he says he saw the tzitz, there's nothing to discuss. So the Rambam passed on two lines. So the Kesef Mishneh is, how can he pass against archaeological evidence, historical evidence? They had the tzitz in Rome, in the Vatican. So they saw the tzitz, it's on one line. So the Kesef Mishneh says, to answer the Rambam, every Kohen Gadol had to have a tzitz that fits his forehead. Some Kohen Gadolim are big and tall and fat, and some are skinny and short and so on. So they have to fit his forehead. So they had more than one tzitz. So sometimes they made the tzitz like this, sometimes made the tzitz like this, and the Tanaim had a machlekes, which is what correct. So the Rambam passes like the Tana, that it's supposed to be on two different lines. Aye, but they found the tzitz. Yeah, that was made wrong. Finish kinkash. So if there would have only been one tzitz in the history of the world, so the one and only tzitz is in Rome, and you see it's on one line, it's not on two lines. The answer is that every time that it came out, it made another tzitz. So some of the tzitzim were made under the auspices of these rabbanim. All the different hashgachas that they rely on, these opinions, they rely on these opinions. Different rabbanim, different generations, they were the different things like. So the Rambam takes this in, he says, which one do we pass tonight? Two lines, not one line. That tzitz was irregular.
Why?
Based on the Kalavi Hapsak, we should pass in Yochad the Rabbim. The Rabbim, the majority of the Tanoim, say that it's supposed to be on two lines. And this one Tana says, no, I saw it in Rome, it's on one line. So you saw that one was done wrong. It's hard to tell. Let's say they showed that the Chazon Ish's shiurim for a mikveh are incorrect. Why? Because they dug up a mikveh and it was smaller than the Chazon Ish's shiur of Amo Alamo Berum Gim Alamo. Maybe that mikveh was possible. Maybe that mikveh was used by Tzedukin, by Yehisiyim. Who knows? You can never tell when you find they dug up. The Prisha quote says that they dug their keva Yecheskel Anavi and they found Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam from the days of Yecheskel Anavi. It's like a ride that they were tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam. So the others say no, they were possible of tefillin, so they were going in them. So they buried it because they were possible. So you can never tell. You find tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. Does that mean that everybody was wearing tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam? Or it means that was the exception to the rule? That was Shalaki did. The Gemara in Gittin talks about writing a get. The cost of Allah's sacred priestess. So the Gemara says the cost of has to be either you write in ink, or you write in pencil, or you can engrave. Let's say you have, he's so thrilled to get rid of his wife, he takes a golden plaque, and he starts engraving, Harayat Mugoreshet Mani, and he gives her, the Gemara says the case, he gives her the get, he says, Hogitet Vahok Tzubosa. He owes us how much money for Tzubos, he gives our golden a get, and this is the payment that it's Tzubos. So you can do that. So the Gemara says, if you have Chakike is also a form of Tzivos, it's also a good get. What if you're going to have chok toiches? So the Gemara says chok toiches is not a fulfillment of the kosov. There's a difference between chok toiches and chok reches. Let's say he has a wooden he has a piece of wood and he's going to carve out the letters of the get. Not that he's going to engrave through and through. He's not going to indent. He's going to carve around the letters. So the letters will be bole. He's going to, let's say, hareze kitak. He's going to shape off wood around the shape of the hay, and the mele of the hay will be bole. So if he engraves chok yirecha, he's chok, he scratches out the yerech of the letter itself. So that's chakike. Chakike is dina kiksiva. That's eretz adibas. Well, chakukim, and it says v'michto michto v'lakimu chorus avaluchas. Chorus means engraved, and it says michto v'lakim. That's called siva. It doesn't have to be ink. It can be engraved also. But if you don't cut the yerech of the letters, you're shaping off the chiseling off the stuff around the letter, and the middle of the letter remains bolay. So the Gemara calls that chok toichos. I engraved the toch of the hay. And the outside of the hay, the male of the hay is bole, so that's not called the ma'isik siva. So the Gemara says, how did they do over here? They had to write pituche chayshim kodesh l'ashem, and the tradition has it that it was bole. Kodesh l'ashem is bole. So how did they make it bole? So they must have banged down the gold around the kodesh l'ashem. So that was chok teichos. So how is that called? Well, pitachta alav. How is that pitachta? The Gemara understands pitachta means you should do a ksiva. How is that a kriba? That's chok teichai.
Flip it around. Bang it out like that, and then it sticks out in one hand.
Oh, so the Gemara says they banged it from the other side, right? Not that they banged on this side around the letters Talmud Bavli. No, they banged that on the other side, Talmud Bavli, and it protruded on the other side. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. There's a funny case of Mishnah.
That's not normal kriba, though.
Why? If you have no choice, it's brere, so you gotta do it like that. There's a strange case of Mishnah when he's talking about this topic, and the Rambam, they don't know exactly what he thought he's solving by saying this. He says that they wrote in ink also Kodesh Lashem. That doesn't say anymore they wrote in ink. The Gemara just says it was bole. They couldn't make it bole by banging Kotzer, because they had a bang around the back. So why did he make it better by saying that they wrote an ink Kodesh Lashem? Doesn't say. The Pashto says they didn't write an ink. It was violet, that's all. One of the big dikuna that they shared in common, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, was the Kova. The only question is, how come by the Kohen Hedyot it's called the Mikvah and by the Kohen Gadol it's called Mitznefes? Is it the same kind of a yarmulke or not? The Tesis in a few Mesichtes discusses it. They have a suggestion that the yarmulke of the Kohen Gadol was smaller than the Kohen Hedyot. Why? Because he had to wear the tzitz. It says, Saira hayamira bein tzitz linesnefesh, shesham hayamaneich tfilin. The Kohen Gadol wore tfilin. The question is, where was the tzitz? Vayah mitzcha tamid. What does it mean? Mitzcha usually means the forehead. The Tesis has one. Tesis has two days. Mitzcha means the forehead. So the tzitz was over here, two heads boys wide. They went the whole width. Kodesh Hashem. Or the Targum Unkelus, I think, Zohar Yal Mitzchay Tom. It says Bein Enohi. What does it mean Bein Enohi? So it says Shatz Melos Adam. How you tell is Bein Enecha. So it sounds like Bein Enecha by Tzilin Shel Rosh. Tzilin Shel Rosh you don't put over here. Tzilin Shel Rosh you put on the hair. So Tesis has two days. Where was the tzitz? Was the tzitz on the part of the body do we call the forehead? Or was it on the first two boys of the hair? And then the Gemara says, Tzairah hayanir bein tzitz on the tzefes. The tzefes of the Kohen Gadol began over here. And then he had a tzitz over here. And then he put tefillin shal rosh in between. So Kohen Hedyot, who doesn't... If the Kohen Gadol... If the tzitz is supposed to be on the hair, bein enohi... So the first two etzboys of the hair have a tzitz, not over here, it's over here. Then the next two etzboys have the tefillin. So the yarmulke of the Kohen Gadol is going to be smaller. The Kohen Hedyot doesn't have to wear a tzitz. So he wears tefillin, the first two etzboys, and he wears a mikvah, which is two etzboys bigger than that of the Kohen Gadol. But if you hold that the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is one on the forehead, so then the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol didn't have to be smaller. He wears the tzitz over here. The first two edge boys, Tesis says that the normal size tefillin is not a Gemara, used to be two edge boys by two edge boys. So the Gemara has a discussion where it comes to the conclusion, Malkam Yesh Barosh La Niach Shnei Tefillin, Malkam Yesh Bayad La Niach Shnei Tefillin. There's enough room to put on two shalroshes at one time. But the Taisa says, what do you mean? How big is the shalrosh? Sometimes you have a grandfather pair of tefillin, it's 4 inches wide. There's enough room to put two of those. So it must be there's enough room to put two normal size tefillin. What's normal size? It must be a normal size. The Taisa says, two etzbos by two etzbos. So that's the Taisa says, like that chesed. If you hold the tzitz was over here, so then the tefillin was over here, the first two etzbos. So the same by Kangon Kanhejit. So then it's nefesh and it's the same thing, no difference. But if you hold, like the Targum Unkelah, means the Mokum Tzvillin. So the first two etzbos of the hair is the tzitz. The next two etzbos of the hair is going to be the tzvillin. So Mokum Yesh Baruch Shalom Yesh Shalom Tzvillin. But then the nefesh of the Kangon is going to be smaller than that of the smaller the yarmulke, the higher the level of Kiddush. That's the same thing, has one opinion. And the other opinion is not so. I think so. Gemara only talks about the Kangol, but I think quite not you know what to work. Shoyadi couldn't wear. Because he can't wear the film shoyad under the big dikunu bichatzitza. He can't wear it on top because it will be chatzitza for tefillin. That's a Mishnah Megillah. If you wear tefillin on top of base funkalishal, on top of your sleeve, you're not yet. So the film shoyadi couldn't wear. But film shoyad, the Gemara says there was no problem.
Don't people now did not say brought on one of the other,
because
you need both.
So
we don't
make the Mishnah says not the Atman's not the Atman's.
From why now
did, I mean, there's
some people
have
the
Mishnah
not make two
brachas
on itself.
Make
one bracha
so
the other
covered
them both.
No, and if you shouldn't hold like that, if you can cover two mitzvahs with one bracha, so why say more than one bracha? The Tosefta says that the person with Nachash Truma in Bikurim and in Maisim and Amaisim and Chala at the same time, you should say one bracha. You can cover all of them with one bracha. The exact same bracha. If the person is putting on talis and filling at the same time, so then it's a machloekes hatanoim. But then we don't pass from that. You say one bracha. Shekhisham Tosvanu, Lamech talis and filling. The kindness of it, you don't say like that. You say bracha mufaretis on talis, bracha mufaretis on filling. But if you have Bikurim and Chala, and Truma, and Maisa and Amaisa, it's all the same thing, it's all Truma, it's all the same Truma. So that's what the Septa says you can cover with one bracha. That's why Rashi and the Rambam hold that you only say one bracha. You only go and follow that thing. You only say one bracha, and they're both two. It's two mitzvahs, then we shouldn't hold like the Rambam, it's two distinct mitzvahs, so Harayit, Amy, Akhmi, Zerzer. If the Rambam writes, that's the rule. Dalim, Minish, and Balun, Akhmi, Zerzer, that's a dead giveaway that it's one mitzvah. So that's what it's not the Akhmi, Zerzer, so that's Harayit, that it's two mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's klal. Yeah, Yotzim in a klal, he counts Chelus and Lavan as one mitzvah, so that's the question why. But so the Rambam passes that the two distinct mitzvahs, but nonetheless, they can be covered with one bracha. Because it's a bracha mufaretis that applies equally to both of them.
That he makes one bracha, like the guy?
I only say one bracha, yeah. What exactly is the Urim Tumim all about? So the Gemara assumes the Urim Tumim is considered the highest level of Nehuah. There is a Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara says if a Novi delivers a Nehuah the Ra and it doesn't occur, so it's not a right that he's a Novi Asheker. Rama quotes from Hilchos Yisrei Asher. It's self-understood that every Nehuah the Ra is conditional. That is, if the people do tshuva, the Rabbanu Shalom won't deliver the Yoyin HaNavi, didn't want to deliver the Nevuah that Ninveg will be in Apochus, because he knew the Rabbanu Shalom is a kind guy, and if they're going to do tshuva, he's going to let him get off the hook. So that's what happened in the end. He didn't want to look like a liar, didn't want everybody to think that he's a Navi Asheker. So the Gemara says that every Navi runs that risk. He's going to give a Nevuah the Ra, threaten that some terrible disaster is going to happen, then it doesn't happen. So Nevuah the Ra is always assumed to be conditional. Nevuah the Taiva is not conditional. Nevuah the Taiva has to be fulfilled. But Nevuah the Ra is assumed to be conditional. But Urim Tumim, that's considered the highest level of Nevuah, that it doesn't, it's not going to change. So that's why we have a din that in Yotim Lachemus Arishus LLP Melech and Novi, but Urim Tumim. You have to have the approval of a Novi, but you have to have the highest level of Nevuah. So the din requires from Lachemus Arishus, you have to have Urim Tumim approval. What about the Mohammed Mitzvah? So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, as well as the Gemara in Mashuach Muhammad, Perek Mashuach Muhammad, and the end of Masechet Sotah, So it's clear that you don't need the authorization from the Urim and Tumim in order to wage a Mechemes mitzvah. The Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, says though there's another mitzvah in the Torah. If you have an Urim and Tumim available and you're going to war, yes, can I say of the Urim and Tumim? How should we proceed? But what if you don't have Urim and Tumim? So it's not shocked to say that it's Likuva. The Pashto says that it's not Likuva. Moshe has a difficult tshuva. Moshe has a difficult letter in the Igaris Moshe. What was Rav Moshe's position about land for peace? So if you look in the Maseach, he has an essay about land for peace. How come nobody knows? Rav Moshe writes a letter to somebody. They quoted me in the Israeli newspaper saying something. I was never asked to shilas, I never said. I only work on shilas if I'm there. The Israeli government didn't ask me, so I never worked on the shilas. But then he thinks offhand, without thinking, how can you say that you're mechuyev to go to Muhammad? There's no Urim v'Tumim. And he thinks that the Urim v'Tumim is leikuvah even in Muhammad's mitzvah. The Pashtus is that not so, I don't know. Pashtus in the Ramban is that the Ramban says that that's a mitzvah lachatchil. If you have an Urim v'Tumim available, even in the Muhammad's mitzvah, so ask an Eitzah, what to do? But if it's not available, so then you have to proceed to the Mechemes Mitzvah without the Urim V'Tumim. The Mishnah says the Urim V'Tumim is only needed for the Mechemes Rishus, not for the Mechemes Mitzvah.
How is the king ever allowed to come to
Mechemes Rishus?
He's putting people,
sure he is. He's putting his own people in Sakhan, he's killing innocent people on the other side. But it's a special Heter Ritzich, a special Heter Sikul. So that Heter has to have approval of Melech, Novi, Urim V'Tumim, Sanhedrin. You got to have everybody's approval. And even if everybody approves, the Urim V'Tumim approves. But Sanhedrin doesn't approve, you're not allowed to go to war. Yeah, the Heter only is, if everybody's together, then you have this Heter Ritzich and the Heter Sikul. Otherwise, you're not allowed. Exactly. Most of the time, they're not going to approve. If bad enough, you have to fight Mohammed Mitzvah, who wants to fight Mohammed Mitzvah. The end of the Sedra, you have the mitzvah to make the Mizbach HaKtoris and to be makta the Ktoris on it. So exactly how did they mak the Ktoris? So all year long, they would mak the Ktoris on top of the Mizbach HaKtoris. On Yom Kippur, they would mak the Ktoris on the Machto. Lokach HaKoyim Mula Machto Gach Leyesh Nalim Mizdech and Levitei Hashem Lokach the Ktoris on Dach Hedim Beishla Parechas, and he puts it on the floor, puts the Machto on the floor, and then he throws the Lokach in addition to the Ktoris that's Korev every day. In the Hechel, on the Mizbach HaKtoris, it has to be Machto also the Ktoris, Lifnai V'Lifnim, on the Machto. But what about the daily Ktoris on the Mizbach HaKtoris? That was on a Machto? No. There was a fire on top of the Mizbeach, and he burned the Ktoris on top of the fire. There's a Poshe Pshat. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes over here, every day, there were Machto Ktoris on a Machto on top of the Mizbach HaKtoris. What do you mean? The Mizbeach is just a stove, and you have a frying pan on top of it? Menachas Kila said he never heard of such a thing. He said it's wrong. It's against all the Mishnah. It's wrong. So in the Torah Shleima, he dug up some passages in the Zohar that sound like that. That it sounds from the Zohar like this Sefer HaChinuch. That the Mizbach HaKtoris, that every day when they brought the Torah Shel Kol Yoyim, they would be mocked to the Torah on a macht on top of the. So that's what the Menachas Kila says. It's against all the Mishnah. So it can't be. Here you have the special carbonate that had to be brought when they endowed Aaron Avon with Kedushas Kuhuna. There is a din when a non-Jew wants to convert to acquire Kedushas Yisrael, he has to have Mila, Utsvila, and Korban, and Kabbalah Talmitzvah, and Gerit. So when the Kohanim went to Skatshu, so they have to have Tzvila. It says, let them all go to Mitzvah. So endow them with a higher level of Kedusha. Mila, they had already, they were all Mal when they were little babies. They had to be mekabel on themselves that they're going to observe the laws of Kuhuna, and they had to bring a special series of karbonos. The din, this was the din. They all were considered shutzim. Aaron and the four sons were considered shutzim, and they brought all of these special karbonos that the Torah enumerates in Parshas Tetzaveh. repeats later in Tav and Shmini. So there are exceptions to the rule here. The din is Echad Meinis Ayidei Kula. Let's say a group of people join together to bring a korban. So who's going to do the tenufa shlomim? Who's going to do the tenufa kaza b'shol? So it says you can't have all five parts of the tenufa kaza b'shol because it'll be a chatzitza. I'll hold on to the kaza b'shol over here, and the other shutif will hold on his hand below my hand. So my hands are a chatzitza between his hands and the kaza b'shol. May be able to get. He'll hold on the side, but if you have five shutim and each one has two hands, so there isn't enough room in the kaza b'shol for 10 hands. Simply not enough room. So the Gemara says that you can't do tenufa b'lasachas. You can't have all five shuts and do tenufa b'lasachas. That'll be a problem of chatzitza. So have each one do tenufa b'lasachas. So the Gemara runs out and says there's only one tenufa. You know the model of tenufa. So what do you do? So it says when you have a korban chaverim, korban shutzim, the echad meinis ayidei kulam. One does tenufa for them. Smicha you can do b'lasachas. There's no story. But you can't do smicha b'lasachas because of the chatzitza story. You have to put your both hands up. So each one does. The rabbi is called by the chayvim with smicha. Called by the chayvim in shutzim. All of the shutzim have to do the wrong smicha b'zachazeh. And the tenufa echad meinis ayidei kulam. So the Tosefta points out in Menachos that here it says the feirish, these special karbanos Aaron Avonos, when they brought them, it says they didn't do echad meinis ayidei kulam. They all did tenufa. They all did tenufa. What kind of a din is that? An exception to the rule. The Tosefta points out an exception to the rule. Rav Zalman of Salavetchi Kaz in the Shiurim Man, I think the beginning of Erchen. Either the beginning of Erchen or Tmura, one of those places. He thinks he has an explanation why. He quotes the Ravid in the Tirush on the Torah Koyanim, where the Ravid says when they all did this Micha and all of these Karbanas, so he says, Mitzvah, they did like it says in the Gemara, that each one does smicha b'zeh hazeh. You can't do smicha b'vasach, it would be an issue of chatzitza. Rabbi Elbala says, Lulei Dibri Haraivin, he would have said not so. He would have said that that's the exception to the rule. When five people join together to bring a korban b'shutfiz, I could have brought the korban without the other four. He could have brought the korban without the other four also. Each one is an independent bala korban. So if we're all going to have our hands together on the same korban, that's going to be a chatzitza. My hands have nothing to do with your hands. But over here, the Rebbe Shlom said they cannot, even if they want to spend money, they want to splurge, they cannot bring five sets of Karbanos. Aaron of one of each one is going to bring a set? No. Rebbe Shlom says, made them all into Shutzim. So it's one violence. So there's no Chatzitza. There's no Chatzitza, your hand and my hand. But the Rebbe thinks, not like the Raizid. He thinks that they probably did the Chatzitza all the Vasachas, so there's no issue. They probably did the Smicha the Vasachas. They didn't have to do the Zachas there. Because it's not your hands are a separate violence from my hands as a chatzitza. We're all together, one chalashem violence. And the Meili said he thinks that that's why the echad meinis ayidei kulam wasn't a problem. They all did terufa bevasachas because nobody's hands was a chatzitza for the other one's hands. He thinks that's the exception to the rule here. It's a different kind of a chaver in here, different kind of a shutzim. But the shutzim is balkorchem, the halacha made them all into shutzim. I don't think so. I don't think so. Some karbanos need smicha, others don't. Smicha is done with both hands, yeah. I think the Targum Yonis and Ben Israel says in some achyad yiminoi. That's one of the difficulties. Man, there's a list of hundreds of Targum Yonis that no one knows what he's talking about. So that's one of the hundreds. They have many, many svarim to the yashiv all the kashas on the Targum Yonis. There's a lot of things that sound like the karoim or the sukim. So they stand on the head. So sometimes written by a karoy or a sticky. Now they stand on the head. They have many, many songs to parent for all the shreves. So that's one of the difficult targets. The samach yad yimina. So they say maybe samach loy b'satanoi. But in the Gemara they don't quote any other opinion. The Gemara just quotes that you do smicha b'shtei yadayim. B'chol kaycha. Then you have the pasuk that Rav Zalman of Salavetchi points out, Amach Leikis Rashi in the Rambam, he has a lot about this. It says, V'och lo'os ma'asher kupa b'hem. When they brought the shlomim for the purpose of oil, shlomim, and chatos, all kinds of karbanos. So when they brought the shlomim, so the Torah says there was a mitzvah for Aaron Avonis to eat the besar hashlomim. So Rashi says, and the Gemara Pesachim, Rashi writes, "V'och lo'os asher kupa b'hem." This is the mocker for the mitzvah for the bialim to eat by kachim kalim. There are psukim that say there's a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat kachim kachim by by the mincha, the leftover shiori ha-mincha, by Psar Chatos and by Psar Roshem and Lechem Aponim. These are psukim for the Kohen to eat. That's all kachi kachi. And this pasuk, this is the source for the mitzvah and the bala korban to eat on the kachin kalim. The problem is that the shalmei tzibur here was a kachi kachi. It wasn't a kachin kalim. That can improve anything. Rashi and Chumash says the ochel osim and makam kaddish, not the makam tohar. Why the makam kaddish? Because it was a shalmei tzibur, so it was a kachi kachi. So that's why the Alva says you look in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvot and the Mishnah. So the Rambam is clear that the mitzvah to eat korbanos is only on kohanim by kachi kachi. There is no mitzvah on the bottom to eat by kachin kalim. You have to be careful not to leave over nicer. So make sure that someone eats it. But it's not that you're mekayma mitzvah when you eat it. He has some nachiminis la halacha based on this, how you read the Gemara, based on Rashi and based on the Rambam. Mitzvah haktores haktores, at the end of the sedras, the machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban, does it count as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? The Rambam counts three ashma twice a day as one mitzvah, and Tmidim twice a day is one mitzvah, and Taurus twice a day is one mitzvah. Ramban says, why is it one mitzvah? Manashal Zeh, what says Manashal Zeh? Like Kibur Aviyeh. The Rambam counts as one mitzvah, Kibur Aviyeh. So the Ramban says, but they're two different people. Kibur Av is one mitzvah, Kibur Aviyeh is another mitzvah. Kibur Aviyeh says, Tom Shah Shah Tom Shah Ma'a Pan. They're not Mi'akim Zeh Zeh. So why should it be based on the Rambam's own rule? It should be really considered the two distinct mitzvahs. The Ramban thinks that Kriya Shema twice a day is two mitzvahs. Manasho Zeh look is Manasho Zeh, they're not Miyachim Zeh Zeh. And the Torah twice a day should be two mitzvahs. And the Tomis twice a day should be two mitzvahs. There's not another carbon that you bring twice a day. Chavite Kohen Gadol, he brings every day twice a day. There the Rambam also agrees that that's one mitzvah. But that says the Sefer, she mekadesh it all together. Achsisa Babak and Achsisa Beir Abayim. It's one carbon, the first half is offered in the morning, and the second half is offered in the afternoon. But that the Rambam is also masking, that it's that again the Ramban is also masking that the Chavite Kohen Gadol only counts as one mitzvah. But the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivit is on these, on the Torah twice a day. And then Rav Soloveitchik thought that there's a shtikel haichoche to the Rambam's opinion from the Gemara and Brachos. One of the first half in Tfilas HaShachar has a suffix. We know that there is an institution of Tashlumin. What's Tashlumin? If a person forgot to daven Meiriv, he should daven Shachris twice. He got to daven Shachris, he davens Mincha twice. What about if he forgot to daven Mincha? Does it make sense he should daven Meiriv twice? Should I say, Ova Yom Abakim Korbanai? Or should I say no? That is Tashlum. So the Mefarshim and the Gemara ask Akasha, the later form ask Akasha. What kind of an expression is that, Ova Yom Abakim Korbanai? That's by Musaf. You have all day long to bring the Korban Musaf, says Ova Yom Abakim Korbanai. But normally say, Ova's mana bottle kabban. Let's say you didn't bring the Tamash al-Shach in the morning. That's the question. You can't bring the Tamash al-Shach in the afternoon. So why do they say, Ova yoma bottle kabban? They say, Ova's mana. If you're not sure, if you don't think that there's Tashlumen from Mincha to Meiriv, why should it be Tashlumen from Shachris to Mincha? You wouldn't be able to bring the Tamash al-Shach in the afternoon. So why is that a Dava Pasha that that's okay? But you do have Tashlumen in the afternoon for the Shachris that you miss. It's Ova's mana bottle kabban. It's after the Zman. That's what the Achreinim ask Akash. So Leitchik said, according to the Rambam, you understand why. The Rambam holds that it is the two constitute one unit. The Tomash HaShach, the din is that they're not me'akim there, but the Rambam, why he holds that you can fulfill a mitzvah shalom b'shleim musa. If you bring one without the other, it's not that it's not that they me'akim there, the two mitzvahs. The Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah. So since the two parts of one mitzvah, so it's still this man. In the afternoon, it's still the Zman of the morning mitzvah. It's not yet the Zman Kiyama mitzvah, but you're still fulfilling the second half of that mitzvah. But there's still a Shachris. At that, the Gemara knew that there's Tashlumin. If he forgot the Dhamma Shachris, he can make Tashlumin by Mincha. The topic of the Gemara was, but from one day to the next, of a Yom HaBatul Korbanah, tomorrow's set of Korbanah is unrelated to yesterday's set of Korbanah. Maybe then there's no Tashlumin. So that's what the Gemara said, no, nonetheless, there is a din of Tashlumin. Okay, this Shabbat is part of the Zohar. Everybody make sure you go to shul. I'm speaking in Yeshiva.